You have a poem titled This Poem. Would you please read that for us?
Absolutely. I don't know if I can write this poem. It's the one about my father. About his warm eyes of ocean blue, spilling kindness, always generous, broad sense of humor with belly laughs, his skill with the guitar, California dreaming in the early morning hour, the way he liked to have sex with his daughter. I don't know if I should write this poem. The accusation kept silent for so long. The past is the past and so far gone, but I was Daddy's dirty little secret, and that label lingers on. I don't know if I could write this poem, because words could never in justice describe the pain in a little girl's eyes, not just mine, but millions of girls throughout time, Daddy's little girls, betrayed and defiled and left to wrestle those demons inside for the rest of their lives. I don't know if I would write this poem, because I've always focused my poetry on the positive side, on the power and peace found inside, and pushed the pain aside. But now I've opened my eyes, and I've seen those girls like me with a schism in their lives. I've met them on the streets, in the schools, at the poetry slams. I don't know if I will write this poem, but now I know I want to. I want to enfold those sister girls into strong arms and together cry because they say daddies are the only men little girls can trust. But not for us. Our love twisted into perverted knots. And the catch-22 here is that I still don't forgive myself. In it, I see in those others' eyes reflected guilt, souls' windows clouded shut, and I want to cry out that theirs is not the shame, that theirs is not the blame, but belongs to the one who gave them the name. And that man is the blueprint by which we judge all other men we meet, leaving us handicapped, unable to find what we need. And it's not just fathers. It's uncles and cousins and brothers, even mothers, those who should protect, forsake. I don't know if I can write this poem, but I know I cannot forget those silent nights, those nightmare frights of little children tonight. And I know this is short on metaphor, and I know I don't have that hip-hop score, but forget all that because this is something more. And I've never ranted or raved or sworn in my poetry before, but these girls I speak of, they're all around you even now. And we know who we are. We bear the internal scar, the one that's so hard to heal because it was with us from the start. And it is for them that I know I must write this poem.
Is this an autobiographical poem?
Yes, it is.
Do you remember the first time you told this poem?
Wow, it was really difficult. I first read it just to my poetry teammates on my slam team, and we all cried. They knew that this was a part of my life experience, but everyone was so loving and supportive and nurturing and right there with me when I wrote it.
You've said on the Alabama State Poetry Society's website that poetry can change lives. Would you please kind of share a story of how that's happened?
Well, I know that in particular, the poem that I did there, that's known in the slam community as an identity piece, an experience that's become part of your identity and also helps identify you as part of a group that has shared that experience. And I don't often do that poem in public unless I have a feeling there's someone in the room that needs to hear it. And when that happens, someone will usually come up to me after the poem and we'll talk together, we'll cry together, they'll tell me, I was never able to talk about this. I thought I was all alone. I didn't know there were others that could share this with me. And that's been some of the most powerful experiences I've ever had in my life.
When you write poetry, are you looking to provoke a response from your audience, or do you consider your poetry a personal response to various situations?
Both. I like the whole concept that the personal becomes universal when it's properly shared.
What makes a good poem?
That's hard to say. I guess ultimately it depends on what one is defining as good. A poem that makes you feel good is a good poem, and then a poem that communicates something important to others is a good poem as well. So that's a tough question.
You conduct poetry workshops, and I'm wondering, what's the number one piece of advice you could give to someone who is interested in poetry?
To dive right in, and get to work on it, to learn the poetry tools, play with them, master them, share your work with others, to get feedback, and yet don't let their feedback affect who you are. Be yourself through your poetry.
So how would someone know then if their poem is worthy?
I am of the opinion that all poems are worthy. They may not be something that a particular audience might be interested in, but because you wrote it and it meant something to you, it changed something in you, that makes it worthy.
Does poetry put food on your table?
It helps out a little, but mostly we're starving artists. But for the most part, it's an activity that helps you stay poor.
Do you have another poem you can share with us?
This is called Stargazing, and it's for my husband, Kirk. The world isn't flat, and neither am I. I'm round like the other heavenly bodies, and I spiral down to a core of pure light and love, the source of my gravitation, that mutual attraction between you and me in close proximity. We orbit each other, spinning through nebulous clouds of dust and space and light, discovering the birthplace of stars and souls. Bathed in the crimson dawn of a red sun, we awaken to Earthrise, blue-green spheres shining through the black veil of space. And unfurling our wings, we glide on solar winds, sailing home again.
Jerry Hardesty, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.